Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Stephen McCarthy from the McCarthy Project, and we are calling live from Minnesota. And today on the show, we have Leslie Peterson, Xterra World Champion, and producer and writer. So we are thrilled to have her. We are going to go to a quick break, and then we're going to come back and chat a little bit about her career and her Braveheart brand and where she's going. So be right back on the other side.
Five Star Basketball, the leader in basketball instruction and camps, endorsed by Michael Jordan, Dick Vitale, and Hubie Brown, and where the teaching never stops. Five Star Basketball Minnesota will be hosting a one-day instructional camp on May 18th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., and will be hosted by Five Star, The McCarthy Project, and Grassroots Hoops. For more information on the camp, visit themccarthyproject.com/5-star. XL Athlete is the leading provider of online strength and conditioning and speed development camps. For more information on their training programs and speed development camps, visit xlathlete.com.
Alrighty, we are back. As far as 2012 is concerned, you're a producer, a writer, a coach, and a reality series. I would imagine that's producer. You know, or are you actually in the reality series?
Yeah, no, I'll be starring in it as well. So, yeah, I know. Well, I like to keep myself busy. Keeps me out of trouble.
Exactly. And then, on top of that, you're at the top of your game as far as an endurance athlete, which alone, just having a job and being a pro athlete, I'm sure is quite enough of a schedule. But anything that I think I really want to convey, because I think there's so much depth here related to the things that you're doing. It's not just your traditional, you know, kind of lunkhead pro athlete type of a scenario.
No. Well, of course, you did miss out that I am a wonderful wife.
You know, it's funny, I laugh.
Yes,
I laugh because last night or this morning I was reading a post, I believe, from your husband. And you had him putting the bikes together and while you were just sitting backstage watching. I don't quite understand that.
Damn right. I was actually up in Los Angeles. I managed to get in the VIP list for the Jimmy Kimmel show.
Yeah.
So I was able to get backstage and watch Depeche Mode perform, which was really cool. And then did a bunch of other stuff while he was getting all our bikes ready, because we're on a road trip at the minute, heading out to do the Whiskey 50 mountain bike race. So
I don't know if that definition holds as great wife, though.
Well, you know, I mean, he gets to revel in my success.
I can only imagine. I've always told my wife as well. I said, you know what? As long as I think that I'm in control, that's okay. If you're in control, that's fine. As long as I think that I'm in control, that's all that makes a difference.
Very true. Well, I think it's safe to say that I probably play that role also.
Exactly. So let's just talk a little bit about triathlon at first, because I think that's kind of where everybody kind of knows you as. Is
yep.
that right?
Yeah,
cool.
For sure.
And
no, I've been in triathlon for a long time.
Yes. And then I was just doing a little bit of research. You actually, for a season, did feel you were getting good results. What changed?
You mean this season?
This season, because on your bio page, you had mentioned that you're a pro athlete coming out of Scotland or Britain in that area.
Oh, I see.
And
yep.
And you were not getting the success that you desired.
Yep, for sure. I mean,
yep.
I can tell you about some of that journey because it's been kind of crazy. I mean, I started in the sport when I was sort of 13, 14 years old and was pretty successful pretty quickly, and showed some talent. But, you know, I was in a world of the ITU racing, which is a very, very different format. You know, it's the style of racing that's in the Olympics. And, in fact, we just had one races in San Diego where I live the weekend. And what that means is you're allowed to draft on a bike. So that just completely changes the whole tactic. So you have to be a very good swimmer to come out, you know, in one of the top packs to then ride in the pack, and then, you know, it kind of becomes a foot race generally. So I was not a quick enough swimmer, and I beat my head against that drum for a good kind of 4 or 5 years trying to improve my swim to get to the right standard, and it just never happened. So, that was a big delusion with the sport, and we lost all my passion for it and didn't know that there was other formats of racing on the table. So I gave the sport up when I was about 20 and met my husband in California, San Diego, and went back to arts and theatre and acting and sort of fulfill that whole other creative side of my personality. And, through kind of rediscovering my passion for life, I think, I started to get to racing when I was about 25 and in the wonderful and exciting sport of Xterra. I think just coming back to the sport the second time just had a whole, that's why I was doing it at a different level of maturity. So I've definitely been getting a lot more success the second time through the sport.
You know, it's interesting how such a, you would almost define that as a small change, but became a major change when you take out just a couple pieces of the puzzle and put a new piece in, how so much changes quickly.
Right. No, for sure. And I think it's just, you know, you're when you start a sport really young, your reasons for doing it are generally quite different. And as much as you probably love doing the sport from a physical and an emotional standpoint, you maybe don't understand it because you don't understand yourself and what you want. So, you know, coming back to it a second time, just that level of maturity and knowing myself better, I approached it in a completely different way and just have grown because of that.
Amazing. And then how does the Braveheart boot camp or the Braveheart coaching, how does that tie in? Is it literally out of the movie, or is there a different angle that you're taking?
In terms of the reality series?
Well, the Braveheart brand, how is it?
Oh, the Braveheart brand. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
So, you know, obviously I'm Scottish and Braveheart is kind of synonymous with Scotland, the Braveheart, the film. But also for me, Braveheart, the spirit. I think it's that kind of warrior spirit and, you know, having to be brave to face the challenges in the sport that help you grow emotionally and physically.
And see, it's funny because there's been an ongoing debate in between hosts here because he's a movie buff, and
right.
I have always enjoyed Braveheart to the max because of that warrior spirit and because he's willing to put it all on the line, and and so it was kind of funny because I was talking with Anne Westling, and she said there's a thing called the Braveheart brick, and I'm like yes, and then I went to your YouTube video. And so, so I was so excited that somebody actually saw the same thing that I did. You know, I mean, you have the Braveheart brick with the YouTube, with the paint and everything. So tell us how that all kind of comes together. Is it meant to be funny? Is it meant to be a serious? Because I know you have a fun side of life, let's just say it that way.
Oh, for sure. You know, I don't take any of this stuff too seriously. The day it's just from biking and running. I think the journeys that we go on through the sport are pretty profound and really, really cool, and it's definitely my form of therapy, and for a lot of people I coach and I'm around, it's the same for them too. But, you know, the whole Braveheart thing is like, I capitalise on the fact that I'm Scottish, and, you know, it's definitely that underdog spirit, that fighting spirit. You know, I ain't letting go, and, you know, I'm a real sort of, you know, I get stuck in, you know, when the chips are down, I'm going to keep picking myself up, and that's sort of synonymous with the story of William Wallace and fighting the English and all of that. So, it's all a bit tongue-in-cheek and a bit of a laugh, but, you know, it's just like anything when you're kind of branding yourself, you pick something that works with who you are as a person, and that whole thing just works really well, you know?
Because I honestly, whenever I watch that movie, I enjoy it to the max, because I so relate to somebody that is willing to put the chips on the line and risk it, you know, but yet,
yep,
you know, maybe is risking it in a way that, you know, is not like, oh, I've got $1 million, I'll put 500,000 in, you know, I still got my side deal here, but this is an all-in scenario, and he has to go through the emotional pieces of losing and winning and losing and winning. You know what I mean? It really is Braveheart boot camp and Braveheart coaching. And some really cool stuff is happening on the coaching level. We were just talking a little bit about what is your philosophy related to coaching?
Sure. I mean, I grew up being coached by a lot of the top coaches in triathlon, and probably my biggest thing was their inability to relate to me on a personal level. So I really like to focus on the person rather than the athlete. So I get to know the people I'm coaching first and foremost, and then I get to know the athlete. And it's the merging of both of those things, I think, that is going to bring the best out of them. And that's what I'm looking for. I'm providing a service. You know, I want to get the best out of them. Emotionally and physically, so it's a two pronged attack for sure.
Well, see, the thing that interests me the most, you know, is most people when they attain a certain level that, like you have, like world champion, that seems to go to their head a little bit, and then they don't view life the same way. How is it that you're able to balance those two against each other, where you're succeeding at a high level,
sure,
but yet you take the time with people?
I think, you know, I don't know, I guess I've definitely worked hard to get what I get, but I also feel very lucky and I've had a lot of support. And to me, you know, the status is not what I do it for. It's my own journey that's important, and so that's what I want to support in other people. It doesn't matter whether they're a beginner, whether they're at the top of the game, bottom of their game. If they're going on their journey and they're doing what you know, everything that they can to get the best out of themselves, that's success. So, you know, whether that takes you to a world title or whether it takes you to completing your first triathlon, that's what's important to me. So in that sense, you know, yeah, the world title, I mean, I feel great for having it, but I don't feel like it puts me above anyone else. So that's just kind of, yeah, that's the way I feel, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I just think that it's a nice commentary when somebody that can attain success in sports and in a lot of ways have been told that you're the best. After a while, most people start to believe that story, you know what I mean? And then they
right.
start acting out the story, you know, which anybody that takes time in coaching and coaching beginners realizes that it's not the easiest task to sit there and watch somebody start and, come on, you can get this. You just, come on,
yep.
This is not that hard. You know, where you start to get that edge where you're, you know, in order for you to balance those two, I think it takes almost a stronger personality. And I compliment you on that because I do coach. Yes, young people and young beginner athletes, and it is, I don't have that as success on one side. I just look at it and say, you know what, I'm investing in people's lives.
I think it's just, you know, I've been lucky enough to have these opportunities. I want to give them to other people, and the ability is not what's important. It's the journey that's important. And I've been at the bottom, and I've had the people tell me I'm not good enough, and I never want anyone to feel that the way that I felt. And so, you know, if I can help in that process for them and impact their life in a positive way, then, you know, anyone that did that for me, it's almost like the pay it forward thing, right?
Yes. Well, and I think so much of society today, you know, is in such a hurry to gain success or in such a hurry with everybody, you know what I mean, that they don't take the time to invest, nor do they even care, you know, if you will.
Right.
And to meet people that are willing to do that, when, like we even had in the intro, you're not a person that, okay, coaching is my only deal, I'm a stay-at-home mom, you know, I you're not that stay-at-home mom. I was thankful my wife was able to stay at home, and she was always busy. But you know what I'm saying? It just doesn't have that nice, calm, you know, this is what I do for 2 hours a day, then I go sit down and watch TV all day. You know what I mean? And think about what I'm going to do.
It's a crazy world right now for me, but and I definitely have my moments. Don't get me wrong. I throw my tantrums. No, normally, other people aren't around, or it's just my husband. But you know, stuff falls apart because I'm always pushing to the edge in everything I do, and you know. But then I just try and get the perspective, and you know, when I am rushing around and I do get frustrated that people are moving so slow, I try and just take a deep breath, and you know. It's relevant in their world, and it's important to them, then that's, you know, that's what it is. So, yeah, it's just trying not to judge that, I guess.
That's fantastic. All right, so let's move over into the TV reality series area. Which, you know, in doing my research, even you have like five or six projects, not just one, but five or six projects going at it currently.
Yeah, so, you know, I have a whole sort of creative side to me, I guess. I have a master's and an undergraduate in theatre and acting and whatnot. And I write screenplays and produce films, and, you know, to now have a kind of merging of the two worlds, the sport and the creative, is a real pleasure for me. And it's something I've always been really passionate about, is to use the sport of triathlon as a form of therapy, and to take people that haven't had the opportunities before, take them on this cool journey. And I started sort of pitching it around a few places, and you know, I've been having a bit of success and developing this one specific project, which, you know, I'm basically going to be taking, hopefully I'm going to be taking young girls across America and training them to do their first triathlon. And we're going to be filming that process. But as is everything in the business, things change depending on, you know, which channel you're going to go with, which company you're going to go with. So it's been a process this last kind of year and a half, but it's moving forward, and it's going well, and I'm building relationships. And, it's really exciting. In fact, I'm definitely for sure going to be holding a camp in the summer here in San Diego where I'm going to get it fully funded. And I'm going to take five teenagers that, you know, are struggling or have challenges in their lives, and I'm going to put them through a very hard boot camp. So, and I'm going to film that process, and that's going to probably be like a pilot, if you will. But, you know, just starting that process of giving back and seeing what that experience is going to be like for them and for me. So, you know, that's on the reality TV side. And then, you know, I also do fictional film work too. I write screenplays and produce films with my writing partner. So that's kind of exciting as well.
See, that's the thing, piece that, how, you know, what is it like to walk around with a camera? Because you always hear about, you know, and you see, I mean, is it a difficult process to walk around with a camera on you all the time?
You know, I haven't experienced it full on yet, just because we're not at the filming stage.
Okay.
But yeah, it is. You know, I'm a performer, so I you know, you can definitely sort of, you feel it, and I wear my heart on my sleeve with everyone
okay.
that I know. They kind of, you know, what I am is what I am, and so I don't find it that difficult, to be honest. I don't feel like I have to change that much.
Yes, because that's one thing.
Because
you see a lot of the reality stars, you know, and you hear the stories, you know, like you heard about Storage Wars, where they're planting the stuff in the storage locker, and then that's the reality series that they come and find it, you know, and it, you know, and then you see like a reality series like Duck Dynasty. Which, are you familiar with Duck Dynasty?
No.
Well, it's a bunch of rednecks in Louisiana, and they make.
Oh no, I totally have. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
And they have mentioned on their thing that they're at No Time Is This a staged show, and you know you really do love to see people and how they think and how they go through life, and I think this would be a fascinating thing because it'll show you how you coach, you know, what you're like at home. You know, it really is different than. Like the Kardashians, where you just wander around and you follow them, and oh, I decided I'm going to go to the doctor today, you know, and it just really, it should be fun. I really, when you mentioned when I saw your media kit.
Yeah, no, I think it will be, because ultimately we'll be, you know, putting these people in stressful environments and seeing how they respond to it and seeing how they grow from it, you know, seeing how I react to it, right? Because when you are a professional triathlete and you do have that talent, you do sort of, you understand work ethic and, you know, you're kind of where you're at in sport and then seeing other people struggle. And it can get frustrating that they don't think the way you think, that they don't do things the way that you do. And it's hard to put yourself in their shoes. So I think that's going to be interesting too, you know, quite gritty and honest.
Yes. Howdy, well, we are at the end of our 30 minutes and I know that you're on the road, so I don't want to take a little bit longer than that. And I know you're on a long trip, so it's fun to talk to people, but I do want to respect that time. Is there anything else that you could think of to kind of share with our listeners that...
I encourage anyone that hasn't tried the triathlon to give it a shot, because we will be addicted. And, you know, always shoot me an email through my website, lesliepatterson.com, and I'm really good at responding to everything, and I'm good at answering questions, because I think it can be a bit of a minefield when you do first get into the sport, so I encourage you.
Five Star Basketball, the leader in basketball instruction and camps, endorsed by Michael Jordan, Dick Vitale, and Hubie Brown, and where the teaching never stops. Five Star Basketball Minnesota will be hosting a one-day instructional camp on May 18th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., and will be hosted by Five Star, The McCarthy Project, and Grassroots Hoops. For more information on the camp, visit themccarthyproject.com/5-star. XL Athlete is the leading provider of online strength and conditioning and speed development camps. For more information on their training programs and speed development camps, visit xlathlete.com.